We present Web Anywhere, a self-voicing web browsing web application that quickly makes any computer accessible to screen reader users without requiring new software to be installed. Fulfilling the promise of a web-enabled global community means enabling blind web users to access their information and collaborative web services wherever they happen to be on whatever computer to which they happen to have access. Whether blind web users simply want to check their email at an internet cafe, look up the next conference deadline from their university library, collaboratively edit a document from a public kiosk at the airport, or use a sighted friend's laptop without worrying about what operating system it's running, taking full advantage of the global web means connecting anywhere. Unfortunately, screen readers are not available on the vast majority of public computers, and many portable alternatives are expensive or are incapable of running on any computer available because they require the user to install new software. Web Anywhere is a screen reading web application that addresses these problems with its unique set of features. Web Anywhere requires no new software to be installed, and therefore requires no special permissions on the client computer. Web Anywhere works with any web-enabled device with the ability to play audio, including most computers and many mobile devices that support web access. Finally, Web Anywhere is quick to start. Only 100 kilobytes of data need to be downloaded before using the system. To illustrate how Web Anywhere can be used, we present the following video of a blind web user using the system in our own university library. The user enters the library, puts away his cane, and sits down at one of the available computers. The computer does not already have a screen reader installed. The user removes a pair of headphones from his pocket and relatively easily finds the headphone jack on the computer on the desk. The user knows that most computers in the library run the Windows operating system, so he presses Windows key plus R on the keyboard to open a run dialog. He then enters the Web Anywhere URL. He does all of this without audio feedback. If he had any problem completing these steps, he could have asked a librarian for assistance in reaching the Web Anywhere homepage, after which he could have continued to browse completely independently. Within seconds of typing the URL, the Web Anywhere homepage loads, and the user hears the following.
Page has loaded. The system is initialized and is ready to use.
The user then presses a shortcut key to bring him to the location bar where he can type a new URL to visit. In this case, he's going to check his email at gmail.com.
Page has loaded. Gmail, email from Google.
The user uses a shortcut key to jump to the first input box on the page and enters his username and password.
Password, star, submit button, sign in, page has loaded.
The user looks for an email from a collaborator on an upcoming project.
Heading 1, link image, heading 2, account, heading 2, inbox select, submit link, checkbox T and checked. Jeffrey Bigham, link contact information, page has loaded, Gmail contact information, 7 headings 35 link, heading 1, link image, heading 2, account option, heading 2, folders heading 3, Jeffrey Bigham, bigham@cs.washington.edu, Moon March 3rd, 2008, to screenreader@gmail.com, link reply, link delete, link show original, hi, my phone number is 206-424-2322 in case you need to reach me, Jeffrey Bigham, submit button, more reply. Text area body
time. The user next types his reply, which the system echoes back to him as he types. After reviewing the message that he typed, he sends it.
Text area body, I'm headed over to work on our submission to the W4A challenge. See you in a little while.
For the remainder of this example, we will take a closer look at the Web Anywhere interface that is presented to users. Web Anywhere exists as a web page divided into two frames. The first is the browser frame, which replicates browser functionality and provides a screen reading interface to both web content and browser functions. The second is the content frame, which loads web content to be read via a web proxy server. Web Anywhere does not seek to improve on the existing screen reader interface, but rather to replicate it in the constrained setting of a web application where it can be run from almost any web-enabled device. To continue our example, the user next uses Google to double-check when his W4A submission is due.
Page has loaded. W4A, spacebar, A-C-E-S-I, Ty spacebar e submit button Google search.
On both Google and the conference homepage, the user skips through by heading to efficiently find the information that he wants.
10 headings, 86 links. W, heading 2. Link WebAIM, heading 2. Link International, heading 2. Link International Cross-Disciplinary Conference, W4A. 2008 Conference Web. Page has loaded. International Cross-Disciplinary Conference, on Web Accessibility, W4A. Web Access, heading 3. Submission Materials, heading 3. Conference Attendant, heading 3. Deadlines. Submission deadline is March 3rd, 2008 midnight Hawaii Standard Time.
Having been reminded of his upcoming deadline, the user is ready to leave the library and checks mybus.org for the status of the bus he'll take to his next destination.
0 headings, 34 links. It's research, text area route. 6-5. Page has loaded. Mibus.org, Metroke, route 65. Mibus.org, link image, link here, link image, Mibus low, link 15 av, link 12 avni, and ni campus qui double, link 15 avni and ni campus qui. Page has loaded. Mibus, real-time bus data, 415 avni, and ni campus qui, King County wa. 3 headings, 6 links. Mip link image, it's low, link image, submit button, link route, link deck, link scheduled. Depart status. 25.
The user uses the table navigation command to quickly find his bus in the table.
49, 65. North Seattle, 3:20 p.m. 5-minute delay.
In conclusion, WebAnywhere is a self-voicing, web-browsing web application that makes almost any computer accessible to blind web users. Enabling a global web not only means making web content accessible to everyone on their own computers, but also on any computer that they happen to have access to. In our example, a blind web user was able to access his email, verify an upcoming deadline, and find a bus to take home, both quickly and easily from a computer that did not have a traditional screen reader installed on it. Importantly, he could have done this on any computer, regardless of whether it was running a Windows, Linux, or Macintosh operating system, regardless of what web browser was installed, and regardless of whether or not he had permission to install new software. This work has been supported by the National Science Foundation and a Boeing professorship. We thank TV Rahman, Lindsay Yazzolino, and our user study participants for their feedback. WebAnywhere will be released to a wider audience in May 2008.